Thank you. 7 feet tall. Oh, you can meet any kind of girl you want at the airport.
Pick it up.
You can meet any kind of girl you want at the airport. Here this afternoon. We got girls from all over the world. I met two from each of the Dakotas, both east and west. They were from London, they were from France, they were from Egypt, they were from Tasmania, they were from Moscow, Glasgow, Zimbabwe, Canada, Hispaniola. Today at the airport, at the airport.
Captain speaking, today's destination is love.
But the words coming.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice and of the midnight picnic once upon a time before the rain began. And I finish up my coffee and it's time to catch the train.
Comments from the bar.
yes, I know, his teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips she said, she said, hey, pa, pa.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Baby. Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Fred turned over and done with forever. That she should wear such a mask, face paler than ever. She lost that dignified manner, and please sit down now, I said. She held up both hands, a fluttering and a ticking. Go away, I said softly, but what were they to her? I'm just a visitor here, someone else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. I'm just a visitor here, something else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. Settled in to be bored, the face not a pleasant one. The money was safe in diamonds, and I had given everything. The vague disquiet of the day, well, I must have missed the point. I'm just a visitor here, something else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people. I'm just a visitor here, someone else to think about. I'm just a visitor here in a room full of people.
Thank you. Yeah.
take. Never sure when I'm awake. There's a difference, make it three. If I could change, I would agree. There's a section out of reach.